Jax, everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. Brock Hunter, the Plan B Morning Show. Hey, buddy.
All right.
What's up, man?
Oh, I'm looking at my my recorder over here in the corner of the studio. The instrument, that is. Kind of want to play it. There's so much random crap in the studio. It's insane. We got Playboys. We got cards.
What beautiful recorder you got that you need to throw away?
We got bumper stickers in here. We got a recorder. We got a bunch of toys. There's my forearm workout thingies, grippers. What is this? This is just like a frat house room.
Throw everything away. Just restart, you know?
No, we got
a bunch of junk in there.
Bunch of cool stuff in here, man. Seriously, it is like a dorm room. This is
you
like
need a studio sale, you know? Just put all that stuff out on the lawn and sell it.
No, this stuff is priceless, man. You can't sell this stuff. Like, we have two decks of cards in here, like normals, and then we got that big joke style deck of cards. That's like the big ones. Like, what am I going to do with that?
I'll tell you what, one of those decks only have 51 cards in it. I'll tell you that much.
Why?
Those decks of cards are mine, and there's two of them there for a reason.
Oh, one's a trick deck that you use for your cool magic tricks.
Damn right, son. Hey, you're impressed. Hey, don't try to downplay my magic. All right?
Why don't you relax there, Chris Angel, huh? What are we doing over here?
You know what? You can make fun of you, but the first time I showed you magic, I took you to your knees. You were like, what?
You did do that one trick that I still can't figure out, and that's where you threw the cards at the window and the card was stuck on the opposite side.
Yep.
I still think at one point you snuck out and you stuck the card there, but I haven't figured it out. So yeah.
Well, you picked the card. It could have been any card. I could have stuck one. Did I just guess? Did I just guess right?
You somehow tricked me, all right. You Copperfielded me somehow.
Nope. It's magic.
Magic.
I have a sixth sense that you don't have. How's
is that what
feel?
It is? Is that all what
right.
It is?
All right. God gave me a gift and not you.
Out of all the things you could do with your free time, one of them was you learn magic. All
right. Damn right, son.
Pick a card, any card. Get out of here, weirdo. Come on.
You know how many parents loved me back in the day? Hey, bring that harder kid over. He does magic. I just sit there and show magic tricks to parents all day. They loved me.
You got a little top hat with a bunny inside. Is that what it
yep.
was? Yeah.
Dude, football camps, going to camps back in the day. Oh, you're one of 500 kids at the camp until you start showing all the counselors tricks. You're that magic guy. See? And then now you stand out. Now people know your name.
What was your GPA there, Hunter? How about we focus on that?
GPA was a 4.7. No. My GPA was like a, I don't even know what it was. Like a 2.5?
Yeah.
2.7.
You should have spent a little more time in the books and not, flipping cards around. Abracadabra.
And I'm not going to say that was all me either. You know, I had some help.
You definitely had some help for sure. Well, good news is you know how to do magic. That's great.
Yep.
That's
damn
great.
Right, son.
All right. Well, enough of Hunter Copperfield over here. We got to keep things moving. It's time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
All right. Let's see. Thursday, what do we got for you here? This is a good one. Your dumb vocabulary for today, muff buff.
Jeez, man. Oh, yeah, I know what that is. It's trimming your pubes, man. You're buffing up the muff.
Give me the old snip snip muff buff.
Yeah. Give me the high fade. You know?
You're in the right area of the anatomy, but the definition is wrong. Muff buff.
Oh, I know. No, I don't. I really don't know.
It's female masturbation. Buffing that muff.
Jeez, man.
Put a nice shine on it, you know.
Yeah, like, wax on, wax off.
Exactly.
I got you.
I mean, you probably don't want to, you know, plug in an actual car buffer. That might be a little intense, but, you know. It just buffing that muff. Put a nice shine on it.
Did your wife call into work today?
Take the day off, actually. That's weird. What are you doing? I don't know what she's doing in there. I don't know.
What's going on?
Yep.
So, yeah, I was totally wrong on the first guess.
Yeah.
But now I totally understand the Mr. Miyagi motion and why that's...
Right? Right? It makes sense. Like, I know lots of times these don't make any sense, but it makes sense, all right?
Makes
muff,
sense.
Buff. And it rhymes, so it works out. Example, sometimes the ladies just prefer a good muff puff. That's it.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
So shiny. Should we put turtle wax on that thing? It's like a basketball court down there. Anyway, all right. There you go. That is your dumb vocabulary. We apologize. We'll be back with more. It's the Blamby Morning Show.
Hey, sports fans, get